then, significance in this case did trump price.
Significance did trump price. Yeah, mm-hmm. and there's always going to be a level. I mean, if it was, if it was $60, then then maybe I wouldn't do it. But there is, and it's almost there's an obligation built up. You know, when somebody treats you, I'm just writing another blog at the moment about obligation, and it's a strong emotion. If you feel that you owe somebody something, then you're more inclined to do business with them. People treat you well, you feel like you have an obligation to them, you know.
I think in your article you referred to that as a reciprocal relationship.
It's a reciprocal relationship, yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of studies done that if somebody gives you a chocolate before you tip, you give a bigger tip than if they don't give you a chocolate, you know, because you feel this reciprocal reciprocal bond, you know. And I think that's true. I know I don't tip in restaurants, I'm a nasty bastard, but certainly not in this country. But if people treat you well, then you feel an obligation to do business with them. And you enjoy doing business with them. And you like walking into a store and somebody saying, "G'day, John," you know, "G'day, Emerson," whatever. You know, you feel like I belong here. You know, I'm valued.
And in fact, you you made the point that people are very, very much inclined then to not only to refer, but to go to the trouble of taking their friends or associates to a business where they feel valued.
Absolutely. And one of the things we all like, whether we admit it or not, is going to taking your friends into a restaurant and having the restaurateur recognise you and call you by name. That is a rewarding thing. It shows in that person's eyes you're somebody of significance, and that's a message to your friends too. But you do, and you feel good about that, and you introduce your friends, and then of course the good restaurateur calls them by name and gets to know them, and they feel good about it, and you build that community sort of.
It spreads out like ripples in a pond.
Yeah, and you know, you go to restaurants where you go in there day after day and nobody says anything. You don't feel in the least bit, you don't feel your business is valued. You know, we go to the Royal India a lot. They always recognise us, don't always call us by name, but they always recognise us, they always show us to the same table. You always get the cheery hellos and all, and they know, you know, you feel like I matter in this equation, you know. And even though $60 probably doesn't matter in the scheme of things to them, it costs them nothing to make you feel like you matter.